There's another imminent prisoner release. This one's in the Southeast Asian nation of Myanmar. The country, also known as Burma, is among the most repressive in the world. But lately, the military government has been angling for international acceptance. Just last week, it bowed to public protests and scrapped plans for a controversial hydropower project. Still, the country has a poor human rights record. Some 2,000 political dissidents remain in prison, and the West has made their release a key condition of lifting economic sanctions. Today, the Burmese government announced a mass amnesty, though it didn't specify whether political prisoners would be among those released. And as Irwin Loy reports, many Burmese dissidents question the government's commitment to reform.
In a safe house along the Thai-Burmese border, a man who calls himself Bobo looks at photos of a dozen men pasted on a wall. Like him, they're members of a group of activist musicians called Generation Wave. Unlike him, they're all in prison. He points at one photo. It's of a friend now serving a 13-year sentence for illegal organizing.
We started together doing politics, and when he had been arrested, I have to run.
That was 3 years ago. Bobo had been handing out CDs and spray-painting anti-government graffiti in the capital, Yangon. One day, police paid a visit to his house, so Bobo fled to this border town. It was the anti-government protests in 2007, led by Buddhist monks, that politicized Bobo and other members of Generation Wave. He says it was the first time he had ever seen a political demonstration, let alone marched in one.
I feel something that I would like to express my feeling, so I participate and I walk with them.
But then the government launched violent crackdowns. Dozens were killed, hundreds more were beaten, and the number of the country's political prisoners almost doubled. Now, nearly 4 years later, Myanmar's leaders are promising reforms.
I would like to take this opportunity to inform the General Assembly.
In September, Foreign Minister Win Aung Nguyen addressed the UN General Assembly. He urged the international community to drop sanctions against his country, and he hinted his government would soon grant an amnesty for an unspecified number of political prisoners. Today, state media in Burma announced an amnesty for more than 6,300 prisoners beginning tomorrow. It's not clear how many would be political detainees, but the announcement came shortly after a government-appointed human rights panel said prisoners of conscience should be freed. Many rights advocates say this is an encouraging sign, but Bo Chi is skeptical. He was a student protester in 1988, part of the 88 Generation Student Movement. He spent 8 years in prison.
That was a hell. At the time, I thought I could not survive. I will be beaten to death.
Bo Chi now heads the Assistance Association for Political Prisoners. He says Myanmar is merely doing the minimum to curry favor with the international community. The military government would like to chair the Association of Southeast Asian Nations in 2014, but Bo Chi says releasing a handful of prisoners is not meaningful change.
There is a showcase to convince the international community. That's all, not more than this.
Political rapper Sayer Ta is one example. The hip-hop musician co-founded Generation Wave after the 2007 protests. He was jailed a few months later. This past May, he was among several dozen political prisoners who were released when the government shaved 1 year off their sentences. In an email, he questions how Burma can be seen as making significant reforms. The government is still arresting political activists, he writes. They sentence them to 65 years in prison, then they reduce it by 1 year. Is this an improvement? Bobo and other members of Generation Wave continue to produce politically charged songs in hiding. This one's dedicated to opposition figure Aung San Suu Kyi. Bobo says he hopes to return home one day. For now, though, he says he's still waiting for real change. For the world, I'm Irwin Loy.